Do you need some inspiration? Well, if so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Mothstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And women want inspiration. And we know this from our UCSD study that we did years and years ago. They also want motivation. So inspiration and motivation are two very nuanced distinctions, but they are distinct. So we are every day trying to bring inspiration and motivation. And yeah.
Okay, so remember in the last segment you asked me a question?
I did.
Since I gained 30 hours
a week. So inquisitive, aren't I?
Yes, you are. I gained time because I stopped doing a rental, and now I get a monthly check instead of a every 2-3 days turn over the property and get a check, right?
You get one check from one person instead of lots of checks from a lot of people.
Yes, because that's heavy lifting. So you asked me if I felt guilty about not being busy. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I don't feel guilty about not being busy. I feel guilty about not utilizing the space I have, time space, and being creative. Like I always craved to be creative when I was busy running around.
Got it. I got it.
So it's a new skill set.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So interesting. Like, okay, really good at bringing busy in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so bring the busy in, and then we dream about not being busy. And the moment that we're not busy, we're not dreaming about all the things that we would do when we're not busy.
Right. And you know what's interesting?
Who's on first?
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. What I learned is that in the last couple of days, weeks of realizing that I'm not busy and I'm stuck, I've been seeking inspiration.
And motivation.
Yep. Motivation, for me, comes as a direct hit from inspiration. Like if I'm inspired, uh-huh, I'll start writing, I'll start doing something. So to find, I don't know if I was finding inspiration, but I was inspired to buy the school colors for my daughter and knit her a scarf for the fall. But that's a side inspiration.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But the motivation is the why. Why are you, yeah.
I wanted to mail it to her. She'll probably think it's so dorky, but.
No, she's going to love it. Are you kidding
her
me?
Her school, and I'm going to make her boyfriend one as well, so they can both be geeks.
But what every guy wants is a matching scarf for his girlfriend.
All right, maybe I won't make it for, maybe her roommate. Okay,
I'm just teasing you.
I guess what I'm saying is inspiration, got to get yourself in the zone.
Yes. So how do you get in an inspired zone?
Did you hear the outro on our last segment?
Why don't you just play it a little bit? Can we play just the outro real quick?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to play the first part because that's not the part that.
I know. So our music is our inspiration.
I'll play it in the underneath and then I'll bring it up. Because every time we get to the 37 mark, 37 seconds,
mm-hmm,
we both start dancing.
It is our inspiration. So music is very much of an inspirational tool.
It changes your mindset. It gives you a shift.
Yes.
You know, change your state,
yes,
so to speak. Because inspiration's always around, but I think we think too much. I think too much. I get in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to figure things out.
You're part of our inspiration.
All right, start dancing.
So that is definitely inspiration in music form, and all kinds of different musics inspire different things, right? And then also, what about going for a walk?
Yeah. Get out in nature.
And moving your body.
Well, and there's the endorphin rush.
Yes.
You and I used to work out early in the morning,
yep,
or we'd go for long, fast walks. I don't give the gift of endorphins to myself very often.
No. No, because I'm going to say it. busy.
Yep, you're busy. Well,
but that's okay. Again, how many moms, how many of us get into that mode where we're so busy we don't even work out or we don't exercise?
It's just another thing to do.
I know, but we should be getting to do it.
True.
And we shouldn't be so busy that we're not taking care of ourselves anymore. And I'm guilty as guilty can be of bringing busy in and making sure I'm taking care of others and trying to create jobs for other people.
Exactly.
And that's the mode I'm in right now. I'm like, oh, I can create these number of jobs and I can do this. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And then where are you?
And I'm not taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And then how is that sustainable, even in providing jobs for other people, if I'm not taking care of myself?
And we're not getting any younger.
Well, thanks for that reminder. Right? Yeah, right. And then the other thing is maybe we create, again, a big break group.
Yeah, because it's super supportive of fellow mom entrepreneurs coming together. And there's mini coaching that takes place in the group.
It worked before. It would work again.
Yep. So if you're interested, email heather@momstown.com
or mary@momstown.com.
Yeah. And we will send out some information on the big break. Also, go and sign up for our newsletter. Head over to momstown365.com.
Yes. And up next, how to stay motivated. So be sure to always check into Momstown 365. Be sure to subscribe so you get the automatic updates. Because you know what we do at Momstown 365? We have a little bit of fun, a few minutes of fun every day.
See, start dancing.